I think I might not be exaggerating that this town was founded by a missionary. And so the basis of its existence is on the Christian platform. And so you cannot minimize that aspect. It has a strong Christian background. And even after that, we also call it the town of friendship and many opportunities. So if you come there with trouble, you definitely not find a mate, a friend to make trouble with. And so you definitely align with those who have come to explore the opportunities that are there. And there are so many opportunities. We know we can boast of the sea, the sandy beaches. Everything is there for you to make a livelihood. And so why do you want to come in with trouble? So everybody resorts to coming there, and you always find a place to stay. You always find what to eat, a profession to possibly execute. If you're a civil servant, you will not mind, you will not always have any challenge to find job opportunities, or as a businessman. Every small thing pays, every little thing pays. So I think that's a safe haven. And with this crisis that we're having in the North and Southwest, everybody thinks that they can best continue their lives in Limbe.
What accounts for the attractiveness of the kingdom to tourism? A lot of youth in Africa say there are no jobs. Sometimes they blame the government, sometimes they blame traditional leaders. As a paramount chief, what are you doing specifically to help promote the environment for investors, to create the job, the needed environment for the youth to get job, so they will not cause trouble anywhere else, let alone your kingdom?
Yeah, thank you. I think what you've just asked has a response from three different stakeholders. We're talking about the government, we're talking about the local administration, and we're talking about the traditional authority. It is not possible for the government to create a job for everybody. There are, of course, avenues that are open for everybody to create a job on his own or her own. Same with the local authority. It is not possible, but I know that at the level of these two previous structures, they are flexible about opening of business or running of businesses that can sustain you and sustain your family. The corporations that we have, the CDC and Sonara, they can't take everybody. So what we try to do is to get a data bank of who are qualified. And when the need comes, we make sure that such information is furnished to the employers. And we work with other employment organizations, like we have the National Employment Fund that carries out the formation and the employment of youths. Now, at our own level, we try to, and what we are doing presently, we try to create a vocational training center. You know, so many of these youths who are coming from without, they don't have skills. They come from villages and other towns that they were just living their lives. So we want to train them in a skill even within the shortest possible period. You know, so we have a vocational training center. We are undergoing the process of registration so that the certificates will be recognized. Because there are so many opportunities, especially in the business of restoration. And we also want to create, we have the sea, which is large, so many opportunities there, to create a CIG, Common Initiative Group, that will take care of the young men who can go to sea, fish, or buy the products from the sea. We have a lot of smoked fish that is being exported, not only within Cameroon, but out of Cameroon. So those are opportunities that we also try to inform them that they should be involved in businesses that can pay them and pay the fine. I think we are really succeeding. So That aside, we also do a lot of assistance. We, at the level of the social amenities that we have, we want to get them involved in community development. Mm.